Colby Covington, John Cena, LeBron James are Chinese finger puppets. By Robert Krajicek on June 2, 2021. Former UFC welterweight champion Colby Covington described the NBA's LeBron James and former professional wrestler John Cena as Chinese finger puppets, given James's and Cena's financial ties to China, and by extension, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Covington, who regularly aligns his philosophy and politics with the MAGA movement and former President Donald Trump, joined Stephen K. Bannon on Tuesday's edition of War Room, Pandemic. Covington highlighted James's income from clothing manufactured in China. He said, "I just see all the hypocrisy from LeBron. He claims to be about social justice, but he won't say, 'Free Hong Kong.' He won't talk about the Uyghurs that are locked up in concentration camps in China. He won't talk about all the women that he's profiting off of in his Chinese sweatshops that are making all his shoes for a dollar that he's coming over to America and selling them for hundreds and profiting millions off of here in America. I just wanted to call a spade a spade. I wasn't going to let him just dupe the people and make the people think that he's a social justice warrior and he's on this pedestal. No, LeBron James is not on a pedestal. That guy is a piece of crap. He's a piece of garbage. He uses that school that he's funding as a tax write-off, and then he wants to claim like he's some good guy. No, he's not a good guy. All he cares about is lining his own pockets and bowing down to China. The real heroes in this country are the heroes of law enforcement, are the heroes in military. Those are the people that are protecting our freedoms and fighting for us every day, and sacrificing the ultimate sacrifice, their lives, to keep us free." Covington continued, "LeBron James, John Cena, the Chinese finger puppets, they're a joke. John Cena is a fake fighter. I'm a real fighter and take people's brain cells and I knock them out. He does some scripted stuff and bows down to his Chinese finger puppets." Forbes reported a partial list of James's corporate sponsors: PepsiCo, McDonald's, AT&T, Beats, Nike, Walmart, Rimowa, GMC, and Blaze Pizza. It projected James's career earning to reach $1 billion before 2022. Cena, now an actor, apologized for describing Taiwan as a country days after the release of Fast and Furious 9, a film in which he starred, in China and across Asia. Breitbart News reported, the American wrestling star turned actor Cena left his diplomatic lane during a trip to Taiwan in early May to promote the franchise of action movies about fast cars, making the country comment during a fan meet. On Tuesday, as outrage billowed across China's social media, he released an apology on the Weibo platform in conversational-level Mandarin. Covington addressed Cena's obsequiousness to the CCP's vision of Taiwan. "John Cena, he takes all these steroids, he has all these fake muscles, but he's got no backbone. He's got no spine. The thing is, Taiwan, you are your own country. We need to fight communism. And the fact that John Cena is bowing down to the Chinese and trying to toe the line of his Chinese masters is an absolute disgrace to the American people and a slap in the face. And speaking of slapping him in the face, I promise you, Steve, if I ever get locked in a room or I see John Cena ever in a room, I will slap the taste out of his mouth." Covington highlighted political censorship across big tech social media platforms coordinating with news media outlets. "Look at where many people get the main source of their news," he remarked. "It's through the mainstream media, which is complete fake news, and big tech, and social media. That's where people are getting all their information from these days. We know that big tech is the most corrupt organization in the world." Without specifically naming UFC president Dana White, Covington contrasted the respect for free speech and expression extended to him and other UFC fighters with left-wing and partisan Democrat frameworks imposed on NBA players. He explained, "The biggest thing is that I'm in the UFC. So I'm an independent contractor, so I don't have anybody. No one's going to tell me how I'm going to think or tell me what I'm going to do. I don't have a commissioner breathing down my neck saying, 'Hey, if you don't say this or run with this narrative, then we're going to cut you or take away your endorsement.' Thankfully, in the UFC, I'm able to speak my voice." Bannon asked Covington about his reasons for joining the MAGA movement. "The reason is the truth," Covington replied. "I like facts. That's how I live my life. I base it on facts. I don't live in an alternate world. I don't listen to mainstream fake news. I listen to facts, and what the MAGA movement's about is the truth. I'm all about exposing the truth and letting the people of America know that you don't have to just be on the left side. 2. Line your pockets and bow down to the woke mob. You can be on the right side, the good side, and live a life full of truth.